Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
I want to tell you one of my favorite examples is Nehemiah. And if any of you, if you haven't studied the book of Nehemiah, I want to encourage you to do so because there's so many wonderful things in that Old Testament book. But Nehemiah had that kind of vision. Nehemiah had the tenacity to keep going in the midst of anything. And when we read in Scripture about Nehemiah, how the first part of the book just talks about how he got a vision, his people were perishing. There was a work to do. We are laborers going into the harvest field. There's a work to do. All right? But how many of you know, when you're working and you're laborers into the harvest fields, there's going to be an adversary. Amen. Amen? Because the enemy's only going to come bother you with the sound of building going on.
Yeah.
He's not going to bother you if you're not winning souls. He's not going to bother you if you're having a pity party because things aren't going good. He's only going to bother you if he hears you doing something for the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
So Nehemiah had prayed and fasted for 4 months. And God had done a supernatural intervention just to be able for him to be able to go forward with the vision that God had placed on his heart. And he had repented and he had prayed. And so in Nehemiah chapter 6, we're seeing a city that is being rebuilt. We're seeing this man that had a vision for what God put on his heart, just like we have a vision for souls here. We have a vision for souls to seek and save the lost. And Nehemiah 6, he's up on the wall. They have to rebuild the city because in those days, if a city didn't have walls, it wasn't really considered a city. And so they were despised, and they had been plundered by the Babylonians, and it was years and years of construction that would start and stop. And so Nehemiah was one of the ones that started getting everything back together again. But everything was going good, but then he had some enemies come. He was on the wall, everything was going good, and then he had some visitors. And I'm going to read to you bits and pieces of that real quick. It says, now it happened, this is Nehemiah 6, verse 1, and I can't pronounce these names. Now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall, and there was no breaks left in it, though at that time I had not hung the doors and the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain of Ono. Yep. But they thought to do me harm.
Yep.
Okay, now think about this. All those people did was go up to him and say, hey, come and let us meet in the valley of Ono. He had spiritual perception. What is the next verse? But they thought to do me harm. Because he knew. He spent time with God. He knew. This is not in the plan. This is not in the purpose. I'm going to keep going till further notice. I haven't heard that I'm supposed to go into the valley of Ono. So he sent messengers back to him. He said, I'm doing a great work so that I can't come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you? But they sent me this message 4 times. And I answered them in the same manner. I want to tell you, it wasn't an overnight instant thing. He had to keep telling them.
Amen.
We've got to keep speaking the word of God. We're in the right direction. We're moving forward. We said, Lord, whatever your will is, every day, Lord. But you know what? Those enemies kept trying to reappear. They kept trying to bring turmoil. Why? Because there was some good things going on. And there's good things going on in your life. And you've got to speak the word of God and continue to stand.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. And he's our example for that. So 4 times the messengers were sent. Then they sent a letter to him, and they started accusing him. In Nehemiah 6, 5 and 9, it says, hey, come on down and let's consult together because we think that you're wanting to appoint yourself king, you know? And so they started accusing him of stuff, and it says 4 times they sent the same message. Each time I gave a reply. The 5th time, they came with an open letter. So they came back. He sent them back 4 times. They came the 5th time, and they brought something wrote down. It says, you can be very sure this report will get back to the king. So I suggest that you come down and talk to me about it. And you know what his reply was? You know you're lying. There is no truth in any part of your story. They had just fabricated something to try to get the man of God off track.
Tell it.
The enemy will come in and fabricate things. We can't take the bait. We've got to stand firm. How are we going to know the truth from evil? How are we going to know good from evil? How are we going to know? Because I'm telling you, a lot of times you can't judge by what you see. There's people that you will think a lot of, and they will be, it won't be good. And unless you know what the Word of God says, you can walk right into confusion and you can walk right into a trap that God didn't want you to walk into. So I'm telling you, we have to know who we are in Christ. We have to surrender our wills to the Lord because this is a warfare for souls. Amen? So he said, you were just trying to intimidate us. And you know, they came to him with mockery. They came to him accusing. They tried force. There were so many things that came against us. And it's such a good series to preach on Nehemiah. Because there's so many things that we can learn by living in victory and daily overcoming out of this book. But Nehemiah, when it was all said and done, the wall was rebuilt and everything was finished in like 52 days. And the enemies were amazed. They were amazed. They could not believe. They knew that it had to have been God. And that's verse 15. Verse 16. Verse 15 and 16 tells about that. And I'll read verse 16. When our enemies and the surrounding nations heard about it, they were frightened and humiliated. They realized that this work had been done with the help of our God. If you will hang in there, if you will not take the bait of bitterness, if you will not take the bait of anger, if you will not take the bait of whatever you are faced with, amen, through whatever circumstance that you have to walk through, but if you will believe God, He will bring you through that and He will change you into more of who He is. And then that anointing is going to be upon you to destroy the yoke of bondage off of someone else. But sometimes we've just got to hang in there a little while. Sometimes we've just got to see what God's up to, because most of the time it doesn't matter what anyone else does. God's working in our life. Amen. He's seeing what you're going to do. He has a plan for you. Amen. Let's get the God perspective. We are applying God's word to our life and we get a God's perspective. So I want to challenge you. Just a simple thing is, if your boss comes up to you and just tries to and gives you the what for, even though maybe you weren't the one who were doing everything wrong, what are you going to do? Are you going to blow up in his face? Are you going to tell him everything that may be built up over year after year of how he's done this and or she's done that, and how and maybe say things about other people, maybe say things about your boss to his face, maybe blow up? Well, guess what? No, you can't do that anymore. Why? Because you're a child of God. You don't have that right anymore, because you've been witnessing to that same boss for 6 months to a year. And if you take that opportunity to blow up, or to say something that maybe even be right, you're going to blow your testimony. Not only that, you're going to feel really bad, and that test that you just walked through is not going to be passed, and you're going to go through that same mountain. So don't be discouraged if you're walking through something you don't understand. That just means that you're not walking through the test you walked through last year. That just means that you're walking through a new test. That just means new levels, new devils. That just means you did pass a test somewhere, because now God's got you in a place you don't know what's going on, but He's saying, are you going to trust me? Are you going to have faith? So you can look that boss straight in the eye and say, is there anything that you can show me that I can do this job better? Man. And that boss, whatever they were having issues with, surely is going to reach out. But whatever the price, it's not bowing down. It's not being chicken. It's not being a coward. But it's saying, I'm not going to allow anything on the outside to affect what's growing on the inside. There's some fruit of the Spirit that's been growing on the inside. There's the love of God, the peace of God, the joy of God that's been growing on the inside. And all you're doing, ma'am, and all you're doing, sir, is allowing that fruit to come out so somebody else is going to take a bite of it. Not let it be cut off and wither away with the circumstance. And you can look them in the eye with love and make the choice to say, no, I've been serving the Lord, and I'm not going to allow those feelings to come up. It's humbling yourself and submitting yourself to God. And guess what? The enemy is going to flee. James 4, 7 and 8. So it's not copping out tonight, but it's having our senses exercised to know when someone gets in our face. What's the cost? What's the price? What am I here for? Am I going to climb that mountain? Am I going to say, see you on the other side of the mountain? Or am I going to have to stay in the valley? Because remember, the children of Israel, they seen mighty miracles, but they never made it out of the desert. God's wanting you to go into your promised land, and He knows exactly who you are and what you've been through, and He has a destiny for you. So our challenge is not to get caught up in the pity, not to get caught up and blame other people, but to take responsibility for what we know according to His Scripture and say, Lord, I'm not going to blow up this time, but I'm going to yield myself to You, and I'm going to see God move in this situation, and that's what's going to happen. People are going to be set free. Am I going to allow God to change me? No matter what the cards that are dealt me, no matter what is handed me, no matter what I think's been handed me, am I going to let that affect me, or am I going to trust God? Because He's right there.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast. It is our hope that you have been encouraged today. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call, let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.